In New Orleans, the original Pigeontown Steppers Social Aid and Pleasure Club will hold its annual parade as scheduled. But the road to getting the parade on the street hasn't been a smooth one. African-American parade clubs called Second Lines, a New Orleans institution, have complained bitterly about higher fees recently imposed by the police. NPR's John Burnett has more.
They assembled yesterday under the giant magnolias in downtown's Lafayette Square. The names of their clubs emblazoned on their shirts, Keeping It Real, Original Big Seven, Lady Rulers, Uptown Swingers, Dumain Street Gang. The so-called Second Line clubs stage street parades from fall to spring outside of carnival season. Robin Bevins is an accountant and a member of the Mahogany Ladies.
We gather together on a Sunday and have a band, and we just march through the street. It's a peaceful march, nonviolent, where we dress up in clothes and have decorations, and everybody in the community comes out. And it's free to the public.
But violence can also shadow the parades. In January 2006, three people were shot after a Second Line, and last March there was a fatal shooting before a parade. But that's nothing new, said Cornell Glasper, a plumber and a member of the Treme Sidewalk Steppers.
I've been parading since 1969, and they always have been having trouble at a Second Line. That's just where you go. If everybody like a Second Line, you see a Second Line, everybody coming to a Second Line.
The police responded to the shootings by raising the cost of permits to pay for more officers to escort the parades from $1,200 to nearly $3,800. The move outraged the 40-odd clubs, some of whom noted that largely white Mardi Gras carnival crews pay only $750 for their security. Tamara Jackson is president of the Associated New Orleans Social Aid and Pleasure Club Task Force.
Most of us, as you can see, are working class people, and we're disenfranchised already. Some of us are still rebuilding. A lot of people are still not home, but we have our heart and soul into the culture, and we're trying to keep the culture from dying. And with the increased permit fees, it's going to be hard for us to survive.
The ACLU filed suit in federal court last fall to force the city to lower the, quote, arbitrary and unreasonable fees that effectively restrict the club's freedom of expression. Yesterday, the city and the Pigeontown Steppers agreed to cut that club's Easter parade fee from an eye-popping $7,500 down to about a third of that.
We are happy to say that Pigeontown Steppers will be parading this Easter Sunday.
Feel it, alligator.
The two sides will return to federal court in 3 weeks to resolve the higher police escort fees for all the other parade clubs. But for the moment, in the spirit of the Second Lines, it was cause for celebration. John Burnett, NPR News, New Orleans.